You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So this came in and she made it clear at the very top. She even goes, "Hi boys, please don't use my name." So I just assigned her the name Desiree. I don't know why.
Name. That's a good name.
She says, and I found this really fascinating. I cannot wait to hear what listeners have to say to Desiree. She says, "I'm in a relationship with a guy I met through mutual friends. The thing is, he was married when we met, but he wasn't happy. We became friends. And then one thing led to another, and we ended up having an affair."
Oh, my.
She writes, "I knew it was wrong, but he is totally my soulmate. When his marriage ended, we became official, and it's now been over a year since that. This past weekend, he started talking about the idea of us getting married. And for the first time since I met him, I started wondering, will he be faithful to me? He cheated on his last wife, but it was with me. Was that just a one-time thing because he was unhappy and we are soulmates?" She says, "I will be honest and tell you I feel like a big hypocrite because I was involved in the infidelity too, but I was single at the time. Just wondering if any of your listeners have advice about this. I really love your show, the way you make me think and make me laugh. Thank you so much. No name, please." That's Desiree.
Cheating Desiree.
I have a lot I think I want to say about this, but I don't want to say any of it until we take phone calls.
Well, then we better get some phone calls ASAP.
Immediately.
Right now. Let's go. Line them up.
So, to recap, she met a guy. He was married. She was not. They ended up having an affair. Then his marriage ended. Now they're official. Now he's talking to her about getting married. And she says, "Will he be faithful to me? He wasn't to his last wife, but is it just because we were meant to be together?
We're soulmates."
That's the word she used.
Soulmates.
All right. Here's our number, 30, because I won't say anything. I'm really biting my tongue.
Are you?
303-691-1MIX. You have got to call us up. Texts are okay usually, but this is a phone call segment.
I'd like to talk to some people. It's Friday. It's kind of chilly out. Warm us up with your phone calls. Please call
us.
Yeah,
this needs to be phone calls and not texts. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Thoughts for Desiree, and we will chat with you next.
Mix 100.
Visit LandmarkRecovery.com to learn more.
My French toast sticks are back in 3 or 6 pieces and available all day. So don't worry if you sleep in past 11. And to all those fast food places that stop serving breakfast at 11, who hurt you? Get my French toast sticks anytime, starting at $2.50. Only at Jack in the Box. Price and participation may vary.
It's your boys in the morning.
Oh, my hex dang diggles. Good morning, boys.
Dom and Jeremy.
Oh, yahooey.
So we got a note from, we're calling her Desiree. The guy that she's in a relationship with, she met when he was married and they had a fling. Then his marriage ended. Now they're official. She says he has just now started talking a year later about the possibility of them getting married. So she started wondering, will he be faithful to me? And she goes, look, I realize I'm being a complete hypocrite here because I was involved in the infidelity.
Yeah.
So she's just wondering if listeners have any advice.
And he was unhappy, right? Things weren't working out. So
he didn't. He was not in a good marriage.
He's not happy.
I don't know if that. A lot of times that doesn't matter to some people. I get it. I understand. Mm-hmm, I can't wait to hear what everybody says. So we're going to take as many calls as we can. Jessica, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
What are you going to say to Desiree?
As a female that was in that same situation, it's one of those things where you just have to live your life. Don't worry about it because that could cause turmoil in your relationship. And what happens, happens. Like, as long as you guys are good and communicative and...
So you cheated with a married man. Is that what you're saying?
No, I was the wife. Yeah, my husband cheated with literally my best friend. So it's just one of those things. I'm happily married now again to a different man, and I just can't worry myself about it because then that could cause issues in my new marriage. So whatever happens, happens, and you just live your life. Don't worry about if he's going to cheat. Because if they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat. And it has nothing to do with you most of the time. So just live your life and be happy.
I'm so glad you called. And I'm really glad that you're happy today, Jessica.
Yeah,
thank you very much for calling us.
Yeah, of course. And life always, it moves on. It keeps going.
It sure does. The cars keep going up and down the highway, don't they?
We need to put that on a t-shirt.
Thanks, Jess. Life goes on.
Thank you. We appreciate you so much. Who's next? I think it's Erica. Erica, good morning. What are you going to tell Desiree?
Good morning, boys. I just have to say one word, karma. It's happened to me a decade ago. Same thing. I got a guy from a relationship, and then he did the same thing to me.
So you were with a man that was married, and then he turned around and cheated on you.
He was in a relationship, and so I started dating him, so he cheated on her, and then when we were together, I found out he cheated on me.
Okay. So from your one instance, you're painting everybody as a cheater.
That's anecdotal evidence. You can't project that onto everyone else. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, anything can happen. This guy could be the one. He could really,
right,
you know, like she said, it could. I'm just saying my experience was I did it to somebody and it happened to me too.
I am glad you called. Are you happy today?
I am. I am very happy.
Good. That's what I want to hear. Thank you. And thank you for being on the show.
She's mad at the guy for cheating on her, but yet she was a cheater as well in the beginning. So how can you turn around and be mad on somebody that then turns around and cheats on you when you were part of it?
And I think that's, and Desiree
to begin with
is at least saying, she says, I'll tell you, I feel like a big hypocrite.
That's the thing.
Because
right,
I was involved in the infidelity.
So I feel like these people calling in that say, I was cheated on, well, you can't be too mad because you were part of the cheating to begin with. You can't be mad.
There's a phrase that I'm waiting for someone to say that is like the go-to phrase.
It's the one that's coming in 1,000 times on our text messages right now.
Okay. Is it? Well, we'll see if a caller says it. Jack, good morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I'm Jack, and my parents met this way in the situation that Desiree is talking about. And I thought, I just wanted to chime in and say, I think both of them should be extremely wary about each other since they were both involved in that infidelity. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of seen it turned out into this sort of distrust between two parties.
Mm. Okay.
So what's your advice to her?
My advice would be, you know, live it case by case, but I mean, if you're worried about him, if you have a suspicion, just be straight up. You know, don't hesitate to take action in your own hands because you don't want to be left in that same situation that you created for him.
Very good. Jack, thank you.
Thanks,
very
Jack.
Much for the call. We appreciate you, buddy, okay? Thank
now, why
you for
isn't
being
she
on
worried
the show.
That she might cheat eventually?
Maybe that's in the back of her mind.
Because I mean, she's done it, too. Why is she worried about this guy?
Here's Madeline. Madeline, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell Desiree?
I say run screaming. I've been a divorce attorney for almost 30 years. My clients often think cheaters won't cheat on them, and then they call me 2 years later for their divorce from the cheater that cheated on them.
So you've seen it a lot, huh?
I get that.
Yep.
But again, Madeline, you're a divorce attorney. You're not going to hear from the people that it worked out with.
I hear from them occasionally, but I still worry.
No, but you understand what I'm saying. No one calls a divorce attorney who's in a happy and strong marriage. So
sure.
If somebody was in that situation and then this guy turns out to be the one, you would never hear from her. So to say it's all relationships, I think is disingenuous.
I didn't say all. I said often.
You said run.
Often. That's your business,
though. You told her to run.
That's your business, to be in people's business like this. This is what you see.
You know, you have the kind of job, though, Madeline. You will always have work. Am I right or am I right?
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Stories, I bet. Awesome stories.
You are delightful. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. The reason I said she's making it seem like all is because her first advice was just run, as if that means it has to fail. And I don't know. I don't know. I'm worried about that. Jack, good morning. Hi.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good, buddy.
We're having a good Friday. What are you going to tell Desiree?
Well, you know, and I was I'm in a situation where it's exactly opposite of where she's at, where I cheated on a married woman. With a married woman. I apologize.
And okay, you cheated with a married woman.
Okay,
and
so then what happened?
Okay, so, you know, I think it's a matter of not whether or not he's going to cheat on her. It's about how she's going to have to deal with the fact every time he goes out of town, every time he goes on a business trip, every time he's working late. Is she going to be in the back of her mind continuously distrusting everything that he's doing, where he's going, you know, calling all the time, looking at his phone, and just have a miserable right. life?
She could be very stressed out, but, you know.
Or
turn on the Find My Phone feature on his phone and just call him.
Jack, what's your situation today? Are you in a relationship today?
I married, yes, with the same woman.
And you guys are happy, right?
Oh, okay.
Did it work out?
It's been rough.
Really?
It's been rough. Yeah. It's you know, when either one of us travel, it's just difficult. And that's
understood.
Why.
Well, you got to go with him then, Jack. Just go with him.
Jack, I'm so glad you called. We got to run, buddy. Thank you very much for being on the show. We are just out of time.
Good luck.
We're completely out of time.
You're swamped.
We're going to try to squeeze in a couple of more calls. We got to make them quick, though. I find all of this fascinating.
Here's love the points of view, man.
Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning.
We got to be pretty quick. What are you telling Desiree?
Okay. I'm telling Desiree she needs to write the ex-wife a sincere apology letter and remember that she will never have a relationship based on trust between either one of them.
Never? It's impossible?
How do you know this?
How can that be?
I mean, I don't know, but I would definitely consider some therapy for...
Get together, get married, and be happy as can be, and truly be, you know, soulmates, which is what she said. They could truly be happy for the rest of their life.
Or it's like a lot of people are saying, it could completely fall apart. It could be horrible. Kimberly, thank you for that. And I'm definitely on board with Kimberly and the therapy. Great suggestion. Nobody had said that yet. I think that's a good one. We're going to squeeze in two more as quickly as we can. Alex and Lisa. Alex, good morning. What are you going to say to Desiree?
I have been on the end of cheating and being cheated on. And I feel like there's always the risk of if he'll cheat with you, he'll cheat on you.
Of course. But that's a risk with anybody. Would you agree?
I would, but I just feel like, you know, you're right, but...
I mean, he's like, let's throw the brakes on this guy.
You're rolling the dice with anybody.
But
you
I guess
don't
it's,
know.
You have a better chance if they've already done it, and that's who they are, I guess is what she's saying.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to say is, like, if they've already done it with you, like, who's to say that they won't also do it to you?
They might always be looking.
Are you happy today?
I am.
I'm glad. I'm
that
glad
you
called,
know
too. Thank you for being on the show. Uh-huh. That's a good call. Here's Lisa. Lisa, you get to bring it home. What are you telling Desiree?
I would run. The thing is, if somebody's willing to cheat, that tells me something about their personality. Taking energy out of a relationship into something on the side doesn't help the relationship.
But he wasn't happy. Doesn't that tell you something? He wasn't happy and wanted something better?
Yeah, but then if he's that unhappy, then he needs to end the first relationship before he goes into another one.
I don't disagree with
that.
That's
a good point.
But now, if you're telling Desiree to run, remember, she was involved in this. So does that mean everyone should run from her and she can be doomed to never be in a relationship?
Well, to me, she didn't cheat because she was single. He cheated because he was in the relationship.
But she was
a willing
participant in infidelity, which in her mind then meant that infidelity was okay. So are you saying she is therefore doomed and can never be in a relationship?
No, I just think, you know, if one is in a relationship, one can't have two. So one needs to end the first one before starting in the next one.
He did eventually end it, though. I mean, he ended it and moved on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he was wearing suspenders and a belt at the same time, right?
That's hilarious. That is an awesome line.
The line of the day.
Fantastic.
Lisa. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
That's really good. Bye, Lisa.
You too. You be
I love
well.
That. That's so
That's
good.
Fantastic.
I've never heard that.
So here's the thing, and the phrase that I haven't checked the text messages yet, but I've always heard, one's a cheater, always a cheater, and we have to just, that could be right in many cases. But the problem is I try to step back and look at this in a clinical way, is that that always has to be based on anecdotal evidence. There is no scientific evidence that says it's every just... single person who cheats once will cheat again. Yeah. I don't believe that.
It's just a fun little saying to say.
It's a saying.
It's a saying.
And it's a way for some people to go through life with their defenses up. And, you know, one of the earliest callers said it best is like, it might have been the very first caller. Was that Jessica? She's like, you got to live your life. If you live a life of worry and fear, then you'll just never be happy.
Yeah, I mean, if you're happy now, you guys think it's all working out, then just kind of go for it then. Or put it off for another year. Just be like, you know what, let's talk about this again in a year. See if we're still in the same place.
Jeremy, I think that's good advice, too.
You don't have to get married right now.
There's no, and, you know, and to his point, she says he just started talking about the idea of us getting married.
Yeah, you don't
so
need to.
It's just now being broached. And I think that's good advice to give it another year or two. See if he remains, if he wasn't happy in his marriage, see if he remains happy.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I don't know.
What a Look, great bunch of calls, though. Holy crap.
Deep down inside, nobody knows. We all like to throw out these, you know, cute sayings and everything, but none of us knows.
You know, and again, they could be together for the next 40 years, you know?
Exactly.
You don't know.
Or either one of Desiree or he could start cheating in 3 months.
Yep.
We don't know.
We don't know.
You know, sometimes you just got to take a chance, don't you? You can't live a life of fear.